Do you know why we celebrate Halloween?
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Aren't you a little big to be trick-or-treating?
We are the Halloweeniacs. On the 31st of every month that has a 31st, we come together to discuss all things Halloween. I'm Mike, and who else do we have here on the program?
We got the Nightmare Boys.
And we have Tom Picarella.
Nice. Well, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. The moon is full and bright. And we shall see what can't be seen on any other night. Skeletons and ghosts and ghouls, grinning goblins fighting duels, werewolves rising from their tombs, witches on their magic brooms. In masks and gowns, we haunt the street and knock on doors for trick-or-treat. Tonight, we are the king and queen, for oh, tonight, it's Halloween.
Happy, happy Halloween, 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 happy, happy Halloween.
That's the first poem of the classic 1977 book of Halloween poetry by Jack Prelutsky called It's Halloween. And tonight, the four of us are going to be sharing some scary stories for Halloween in the cul-de-sac.
At Mayfell Place, somebody just rang our doorbell. I think we got a trick-or-treater.
I ate all the candy, so it's all gone.
Yeah, no more candy from here.
So I have a costume. Do you guys have a costume? Are you wearing your costume?
It didn't come in. I'm pissed.
I have my costume.
My mask was supposed to get here. I was going to piecemeal my mask and costume together.
Tell us?
Yeah, it's the Fear Street. Do you ever see Fear Street from R.L. Stein, like the new adaptation, the
I watched
show
the
from
first
Netflix?
One, but I hated it. The first,
yeah, it wasn't
episode.
That great, but the costume was cool. It was kind of like a skeleton robe. It was a throw to almost like Scream.
Oh, but that then, was in Fear Street, that skeleton thing that you've been sending?
Yeah. It was in Fear Street, but I ordered the Halloween 3 skeleton mask from Trick or Treat Studios, and it's not here yet.
I'm fucking pissed.
So, and then I want to get the mask. Maybe I'll ask for it for Christmas, the actual Fear Street skeleton mask, like the latex one.
Greg's going to get it for
you. Use it in the bedroom, you know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Did you guys see my costume?
What is it? Shut the hell up.
It's Kirkland's signature. I'm a Costco member.
Oh my god. That's terrible. That is awful.
Horrifying.
You need to upgrade to the business account.
Okay, you guys ready for some hijinks real quick?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, so I mean, it is like fear fatigue.
Okay.
Oh god, this is really what you're bringing out on Halloween.
What do you get when you cross a rooster,
a cat.
Cocker spaniel, a poodle, and a ghost?
Roost cock ghost.
A cocker poodle boo.
Oh jeez, dude! What the hell?
Sorry, we have to go now.
Guys,
start
what's your
breaking out Halloween dad jokes?
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah,
what's your take on Halloween H2O?
I only saw it when it came out in the theater, and I hated it.
Okay,
yeah, but I haven't
I did
seen
the same
it
thing.
Recently.
I thought it was garbage.
Did you go with us, Tom? It was like me, you, maybe Adam, and no.
You know, we used to have this whole bookshelf in my house, and then Halloween H2O was on VHS in the bookshelf. But you know, I thought it was
Gregory. It actually never came out on VHS. Just wanted to let you know that.
Got him.
It came out in 1998. I thought it was the opening was cool. Some scenes were really cool, but the mask was terrible.
Yeah, the mask was terrible.
It wasn't
remember that part.
Yeah, the mask wasn't good.
I don't know. I was watching it last night because they had a whole marathon of Halloween on last night.
Wait, is that the one where they chop his head off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end.
LL Cool J was in it. Yeah.
Do you know they ruined that movie for us when we were online buying tickets?
Going they chopped in? His head off, bro.
Yeah, we were sitting there buying tickets. We're in line. It was the first Halloween movie I actually ever seen in the theater. And we're standing on line, ready to go. And all of a sudden, some kid comes running out. I can't believe they chopped his head off.
Damn.
And we're like,
that sucks.
We all looked at him. I was like, I hope you're just fucking around. I hope you die. I hope you get beat up.
Well, speaking of scary stories, Matt, in our Rules of Halloween episode, you were talking about, I can't remember if you said it was a rule of yours or just a tradition, but you talked about the sharing of scary stories.
Of course. And
whether it's telling them or listening to them or watching them. So that was kind of the idea for this story was this is our Halloween episode.
And traditions. So
the idea was to share scary stories. And that was something like Tom, we never really told stories when we were kids, but we always listened to our records. We had a bunch of scary story records and many are on YouTube right now. So if we bring up any of them, you could probably check them out. And then of course I love listening to Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, but this Halloween we were thinking, and maybe each Halloween after this, it would be a tradition for us if you guys are all up to it.
Right. Comes share up with a winning idea.
Yeah. To share these cool, scary stories to get the festivities started. So do you guys have scary stories that you want to share today, tonight? This evening?
Yeah. I want to hear Greg's.
No. I'm going to go last.
All right. Greg goes last. I'll go first. Matt's I'll share my story. First. Yeah, this is a story
Let me get some candy. I got my
candy corn in my fucking bucket.
Let me get my cup of Joe. All right, we're ready.
I got the best candy right here.
Here we go.
Milky Way.
That candy sucks.
Milky Way is the best.
You guys better lick.
Quix is the best.
I have Quix too. I got Quix in here too.
You're gonna have no more candy for the trick or treaters.
This is my trick or treat candy.
Yeah, but do you guys have a Mars Attacks blaster?
Wow.
Does it still work?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sound?
Yeah, I think I've brought this up on other shows before. How many things do you have of me talking?
I mean, you come up with some great lines.
I mean, it's like fear fatigue.
Oh,
All right, let's hear the story.
All right so Maddie D is going to be the first one to share.
You got to set the mood. You got to set the mood.
I dumped out my bag and there was no more Reese's in there. Oh my God.
You can't set the mood with everybody screaming.
This
so you
is
gotta,
true.
You got to set the mood. You got to listen. You got to, turn the lights off, listen to the story and just get in, feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Yeah. Turn the lights off, get naked, let's feel it.
You got to zip it now. Here we go. This is the story. It's from Weird New Jersey. And it's one that we did on our Nightmare 365 show on our YouTube channel. So enjoy this one.
The Dempsey House in Leonardo section of Middletown in Monmouth County sat quietly in the woods for many years. Nothing more than a large pump house. The dark and rustic-looking stone building is one of the last remnants of the vast Dempsey estate that once occupied the surrounding grounds. Today, with suburban neighborhoods encroaching all over the wooded lot on which the Dempsey House stands, locals wondered what this unkept relic from another age is still doing in the middle of their well-manicured community. Those who have grown up in the suburban neighborhoods know a different history of the house and why no one dares to disturb it. One Halloween, Mr. Dempsey lost it and killed his whole family. After realizing what he did, he hung himself from a tree in the middle of the street at the end of his property. All the kids on Halloween thought his body was just a decoration. Little did they know until daylight that it was his corpse. Some say at night you can still see the noose hanging from the tree. There is an evil feeling that comes over everybody who sets foot on the property. The front of the house is guarded by a spooky-looking rustic gate with a stone wall bordering the outskirts of the property. In the back of the building, there is a part that is open and leads to the basement. There is also a stench that smells like a rotting corpse. Another legend about the house was that after he killed his wife and three kids, Mr. Dempsey buried the bodies in the basement. Maybe that explains the stench.
Is there really a stench when you go there?
Yeah, don't go there, dude. Don't go there at night. Don't go there on Halloween. Just don't go there. It's haunted. It's spooky. It's all overgrown. Yeah, I mean, you could go watch one of our videos we did early on, one of our very first, I guess you would say, on location hometown haunts was at the Dempsey House. And there's also a Scary Story Society YouTube video on that too. So
I thought it was supposed to be scary stories that happened to you.
That didn't
happen. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be.
Oh, because I got any. I got three stories that happened to me.
Three stories.
Yep.
You're pulling three. To me.
All right. Yeah, you're definitely.
Actually,
pulling.
Wait, that story was neat. I liked it.
Did you? Have you guys actually been to that house at night? That Dempsey house?
Yes.
And can you go inside of it?
No, it's all boarded up.
Yeah, they boarded it up.
What's inside of it? Do you know?
No one knows.
No one goes in. No one goes
I've only
out.
Been
what do you
in
think
the basement
they're eating in there, Ray?
Yeah.
All right, say that again.
I've only been in there in the basement, so I don't know.
I mean, there's a moat outside too.
For the goddamn brownies.
Yeah.
So don't bring food there. Is it reek down there?
No, it's more like a like the stone facade, and then like obviously like the wooden side is all like rotten away. Like the steps to the house are rotten away. They have all the windows boarded up, so you can't really see inside anymore. Which I don't know why they don't just tear it down at this point.
Yeah, it was like a landmark now. Now it became not a, like a national historical landmark, but local.
It's like the
lighthouse. It is.
Creepy.
Who's next?
On this Halloween. Tom, do you want to go next or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right.
Tom's still pissed about his figurines falling through the
window. I might be. This story comes from this awesome vinyl record called The Ghost Stories.
And I love
one
that record.
I actually like the all of these stories are good. The Headless Horseman, which is the number one. But the Ghost Ship, I thought was one of the better ones on here. And also the back of this record is pretty neat too. But the one thing that I will say, and even coming up to this episode, was 5 years ago, I actually got my whole family together and I made everybody listen to this whole record. And we had like all of our Halloween stuff out. We had some candles lit. We got a bunch of candy, apple cider. I think some of us had some hot chocolate. And then we just sat there and listened to this whole record.
That was when you found it on Amazon, right? That was like 5 years ago when you first bought it.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not the original one that you and I had as kids, but it's still a neat record. And so the other thing too is like after even going back and listening to the one that's on YouTube, it definitely does not do it any justice. If you listen to it on an actual record player, the vinyl sounds way better. I don't know what they did when they digitized it, but it doesn't sound as good. But yeah, this story is neat.
Well, then definitely. Say the other thing that, because you sent me a message last night, you sent me a screenshot of something, which is really freaking weird and kind of creepy.
Well, that's what I said. Memory
on Facebook.
That's what I said at the beginning, though. On Facebook, the memory came up yesterday.
I mean, that's
then
weird.
And I reposted it right before our show. And,
that's weird.
And, yeah. The
like
very
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
You posted pictures of that record album, the room where with all the lights out and you guys were listening to it. You posted that on Facebook. And then all of a sudden yesterday, right before this show, the memory comes up.
Memory
that is pretty creepy.
Up.
That's really creepy. I'm like scared right now.
Let's hear the story.
Are you guys shivering? Are you guys shivering?
Yeah, I'm ready to hear it.
I'm
you guys ready to hear
it? Throw it on. This is a great, great story.
Back in the days of sailing ships, people from all over the world were coming to America. Looking for a new start in life. There was this one ship named the White Cloud, and it's her last voyage that this tale is about. She set sail for the New World with a full passenger list. Now, these folks weren't poor like a lot of the early settlers. They brought things of great value, like jewels and gold heirlooms. And while they tried to keep these things hidden on a small ship, the word gets around among the crew. Now, the captain of the White Cloud had been a pirate when he was younger, but was given a pardon by the king because of the shortage of experienced sea captains. When he heard about the treasures on board, his thoughts turned back to the old pirate ways. He plotted with the crew to murder the passengers, take their belongings, set fire to the ship, and escape in the longboat. On the last night out of port, the murderous crew crept below with knives drawn. They spared no one. Every single passenger was brutally killed. Then the plunder began. Sea bags were slashed open. Trunks were bashed apart. Everything of value was piled on deck and divided among the thieves. After they had loaded the longboat, the captain set fire to the White Cloud, and the smaller boat pulled away from the flaming hull. Suddenly the wind shifted. The ship, now a mass of flames, bore down directly on the longboat. The villains laid to the oars, but it was no use. With a thunderous, fiery crash, the blazing ship split the small boat in half, and the evil crew was dumped screaming into the fiery sea. And all hands were lost. Since that infernal night, every year on the first new moon of the fall, the flaming ship reappears. You can hear the eerie screams of terror from the tormented men as the blazing ghost ship nears the shore. She suddenly bursts into a great fireball, then disappears, only to appear again moments later. This happens three times. After the third explosion, no matter the direction of the wind, the blazing sea-gone inferno disappears over the horizon, always to the northeast, not to be seen again for a full year. Folks who have seen this ghost ship swear that they could smell burning canvas, rope, and human flesh.
That is a good one. I feel like that's just the Goonies. I feel like it is a lot of the stories, you know, like Pirates of the Caribbean, The Fog, the movie. It does, yeah. I did like that story. At first, I was like, oh man, it seemed like a summer kind of vibe to it. But then, like, you hear some of the words, and then it was like, all right, I could dig it. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's also a takeoff from The Flying Dutchman. I mean, it's definitely. I like that.
When you go out to sea, watch for the ship.
And you'll never come back.
You'll smell
the flesh of burning ship.
You have to do it when it's a full moon.
I love it. I like it. That was a good one.
Foggy.
I like it too because, you know, sharing these stories, Friday. There's different perspectives from all of us. And I don't think I've ever heard that one or I even ever heard that record before until you guys mentioned it. So I think that's what I like about this. And if this is a tradition, ooh, it's a spooky good one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of those records. You can find a lot of old ghost story records on YouTube. And so, yeah, I definitely recommend checking them out. They're pretty cool.
Check them out.
Yeah.
But I will say this. One more thing is if people have a record player, get it on vinyl. Because it's just better.
That record is really expensive now. When you got it, it was, I forget, you. I remember you saying you got it for a couple bucks.
Like a, yeah, it was like a dollar. It was like $1.25.
Now, I've tried getting that, But it was crazy, like $50 or something.
Well, use Matt's credit card because it's back up and running, apparently.
Yeah, it is. Perfect.
So Greg has three stories. I hope Mike only has one. Usually you bring to the table like three or four. You read one in the beginning of the show, but
yeah, it looks like Greg's taking over for me. So I'll take over for Greg.
All right.
Great story. Love it. Great story.
I'm going to pull out a Reese's.
All right. So,
wait, who's going first? Yours,
Mike?
Yeah.
You're going.
Go the Reese's?
So, yeah, I got Reese's.
You mean Reese's?
The story that I wanted to share is actually my favorite story from the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark collected by Alvin Schwartz. And Matt started putting together all those stories on YouTube and asked if I wanted to do any. And the one that I liked most, it's actually not the one that I did first, but it's the one I liked most.
Where's my leg?
Of course he has to pick a story that he reads.
Mm. Well, it's just, I liked it. It was the one I liked the most, and that was why I recorded it. Let's see if I can.
And I mean, I read a lot of the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark around this time of year.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. All right, Mike Piccarella.
Let's jump in. Let's hear the story.
Let's dig in. Okay, yeah, so this is not the original release of the books.
No, it isn't. I don't like that one.
The other one has better illustrations.
That does nothing. Nothing.
But, okay, so this one is called Room for One More. And we'll play it, and then I'll tell you why I like this story most, but
it's
chilling. Room for One More, from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, collected by Alvin Schwartz. A man named Joseph Blackwell came to Philadelphia on a business trip. He stayed with friends in the big house they owned outside the city. That night, they had a good time visiting, but when Blackwell went to bed, he tossed and turned and couldn't sleep. Sometime during the night, he heard a car turn into the driveway. He went to the window to see who was arriving at such a late hour. In the moonlight, he saw a long, black hearse filled with people. The driver of the hearse looked up at him. When Blackwell saw his queer, hideous face, he shuddered. The driver called to him, "There is room for one more." Then he waited for a minute or two, and he drove off. In the morning, Blackwell told his friends what had happened. "You were dreaming," they said. "I must have been," he said, "but it didn't seem like a dream." After breakfast, he went into Philadelphia. He spent the day high above the city in one of the new office buildings there. Late in the afternoon, he was waiting for an elevator to take him back down to the street. But when it arrived, it was very crowded. One of the passengers looked out and called to him. "There is room for one more," he said. It was the driver of the hearse. "No thanks," said Blackwell. "I'll get the next one." The doors closed, and the elevator started down. There was a shrieking and screaming. Then the sound of a crash. The elevator had fallen to the bottom of the shaft.
everyone aboard was killed.
Ooh, yeah, that was also a great edit by you. Excellent edit.
Appreciate that. Yeah, for me, that story, I love the idea of chance. Like, look back at, not chance, like, I want to kill everyone.
Ray, you're chanting. I'm not going to Ray. Hear this now. I'm not Ray, look. Going to Ray. Listen to this. Unconscious I'm chanting. You're chanting.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. I'm
not Ray, going. Ray. You're chanting. Hey, once they get in here, it's over, pal.
Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, chance. Like when you look back at an accident, you say, man, if I would have stayed and watched that TV show instead of going out with my friends, I wouldn't have gotten that ticket or crashed or whatever.
Sure.
There's like that those things where you just think if I made a little different decision, that bad thing wouldn't have happened. Or sometimes, like in this case, if he would have boarded that elevator, he would have been in it. So there's something about that, making choices. And then also I really like the idea of this hearse driving around full of people. You know, perhaps he's like the driver of the doomed, or they're already dead and he's taking them to the underworld or something. So yeah, the other thing too is elevators. I've always hated elevators, especially in crazy skyscrapers, because really it's a hole to the bottom of nothing. It's your death. If that thing falls, you're way up 30 floors or something.
Yeah.
That thing just drops, you're dead.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, before it hits, you just jump up.
Oh, is that the secret?
Yeah, you just jump up a little bit.
Yeah,
you won't die.
That was on Mythbusters. That was bullshit.
They busted it.
Listen to your wife. Who listens to their wife?
So yeah, that was my story. And
I like it.
I think that story, honestly, so last year is when I got all those books. I had never read any of those stories.
What?
But that one was a good one. So
yeah, I mean, some of them aren't that great, but...
What the hell are you eating now?
Reese's. I'm eating a Reese's.
We're going to have to cut that. It's called Reese's?
No, it's Reese's.
Yeah, it's definitely called Reese's.
Listen, I put a poll out on our Instagram, and 90% of people say it's Reese's.
Oh, we have more trick-or-treaters. We'll be right back.
Giving out Reese's over here.
Even the company, they retracted the way they pronounced it before, and they said, we like Reese's better.
That's not true. No.
Reese's Pieces.
Hey, do you guys like Dots?
Love Dots.
No, but I like Reese's.
Dots are
those
so
are disgusting.
Good.
Dots are great. Snow caps
are
amazing,
are
too.
What about the
Reese's
ghost
are,
Dots?
Are really
no,
good.
Snow caps. You love the snow caps.
I don't have
I
any
love snow caps.
I got
yeah, I was
Kit
a big
Kats.
Fan of the Reese's Pieces.
Greg likes the wax
Twizzlers.
Lips. That's what Gregory likes.
I got
I like
Twizzlers.
The, I like the necklace with the candy on it. You just eat off the necklace.
I want to hear Greg's
oh,
story.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Greg's up.
Greg's up. Do you really have three stories?
I do.
Are they short or are they long?
5 years ago.
All right. Hold on. We got to set the mood.
On Christmas Eve, I was visited by three ghosts.
Go for it. No. This is your story?
No, I was kidding. So, a lot of people don't know. Matt, when he was younger, in high school, okay, hung out with a group of friends. They called themselves the Screamers. Okay. I don't know if you guys know that, but each one of them had a character. Okay, one was Michael Myers, one was Freddy Krueger. I think two of them were Scream, right? And then one was Jason. So, this is like scary funny. Mom was out, I don't know, doing some errands. Our dad was in the basement. And I was home, essentially alone, because he was downstairs. And I was in our living room. And it was dark at night. Like, probably like 6, 7 at night. I forget, I was like watching TV or something like that. I think I was in middle school. And I don't hear anything. And the way our living room was set up, the TV was looking straight ahead. And if you looked off a little bit to your left, there was a glass, like double doors that opened to the dining room. And I didn't hear anybody come in, didn't hear anything. Okay. I hear a knife tap on the glass. Okay. I look up and there's Scream standing in the doorway.
Nice.
I freaked out. I yelled. And then I got up and I charged at him. And he took off his mask and it was one of the screamers. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I don't know if it was like late at night, but it was probably dark, in the evening. No, I think it was still light out.
I don't think so.
Because we were all standing. It was definitely like right before dinner and we were all standing outside. And yet, like, I forget the reason we were like, oh, let's go scare your brother or something. And I remember we were all looking through like the front window.
Yeah, it was a big bay window.
Because he had his back towards us and we sent our buddy around, our buddy Chris around, and he's a pretty tall kid.
Yep.
And he was in a Scream thing and we told him to, like, you know, do this, and he did it. And Greg, the scream out of Greg.
Wait, how old were you?
Yeah, exactly. I was in middle school, I think.
No, that was just last week.
Yeah,
last week
it was pretty good. I have to say it was pretty good.
As soon as I charged at him,
because he's like, yo.
My fight or flight took over. I was gonna fight.
Yeah, because our dad pretty much like heard it, like the scream, and he's like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, he's screaming, and then I got yelled at for scaring him.
I mean, you're breaking the house, you try to kill me.
That's pretty classic. That's classic.
That is a good story.
My last one is more the paranormal.
Wait, I thought you had three.
I do, but I'll keep this one short.
The other one was Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Three spirits.
That was the story.
Yeah, I was visited by three ghosts. When we were growing up, our grandmother lived with us. And if you listen to our podcast, I've probably shared this on there. And when I was like 10 years old, she died in the house. Okay. And so I was still young.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. 1996, I believe. Or maybe it was a little younger. Maybe 94. So maybe I was like 8 or 9. So she died in the house. And then for years after, I would smell her and feel her in the house. And I remember saying to my mom one night, I was like, I just saw grandmother on her bed and she's okay. And like that freaked my mom out.
Like you did see her?
Yeah, I remember smelling her. I looked over at her bed and I saw her sitting on her bed.
Damn.
Greg's had a lot more paranormal experiences than I have. It's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah, that's creepy, dude.
That is so, a little creepy.
Creepy stories. Greg sharing personal stories. I like it.
I mean, I thought it was ghost stories that happened to you.
Yeah, and yeah, it did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to read out of a book.
I mean, Scream really wasn't.
What was the
scary
smell?
Story?
What was the
perfume
smell?
Or soap or something?
It was like almost like a perfume mixed with like mothballs.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was like because she kept her clothes in like an old like cedar wooden chest that had like mothballs in the bottom.
Yeah,
you know that smell.
Oh, I know exactly 100%. What you're talking about. Yep.
And that I remember like that chest wasn't in there anymore. It was in the basement. So. It wasn't like a cross, like, oh, yeah, you could just smell it. Like, no, it was completely gone.
It's crazy.
Well, I was going to ask for your other paranormal stories, but maybe we'll save that for next Halloween.
Next Halloween.
Because I got one more paranormal. We'll save that for next year.
Yeah, people. Save it for another
save
time.
For next year.
Or another show.
It. We'll save it for the Reese's episode.
Or the ghost stories of Christmas.
Thanks for sharing that story Christmas. With us, Gregory.
Hey, no problem.
Love it. Yeah, so I don't know. I think people should share their scary stories with us on the YouTube channel. Leave it in the comments.
Leave the comments below.
Yeah,
we'll read them on
cool.
the next
or
show.
Share it when we ask in the show for Spotify, if you listen on Spotify too. So Yeah, I think we've wrapped this up. Let's go eat some candy. Let's go watch some scary movies.
Let's go watch Halloween H2O.
Halloween H2O. Kit Kats for life. Break me off a piece.
Kit Kats.
Man, I love being a Halloweeniac. Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to our show for today, because this is a special episode. This is the Halloween episode. And make sure to tune in every 31st of the months that have a 31st, because we'll be sharing all that for our podcast, everything like that, and all of our show notes, everything. If you want to learn all about us, it could be found in the show notes. That's the best way to do it. And we also have the Halloweeniac YouTube channel. So make sure to subscribe, because you can actually watch this podcast. And we have trick-or-treat bags. We're going to be doing ambiance videos. What else do we got? We got a whole bunch of stuff. So that's the best way to keep up with us is just look in the show notes and hit that bell for notification on our YouTube channel. I don't want any more candy, Greg. Greg's trying to feed me candy. Anyway,
Reese's.
If you are a fellow Halloweeniac, you already know to spread that word. Keep those jack-o'-lanterns lit tonight, because it is Halloween and the boogeyman is lurking. Sam is stalking and the Sanderson sisters are soaring. Happy Halloween, everybody. Until we meet again in the pumpkin patch, stay spooky. ¶¶